With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. After working through the night, the Senate remains in session, Republicans trying to come up with their own version of a huge spending and tax cut bill.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune spent the night reaching for last-minute agreements between those in his party worried the bill's reductions to Medicaid will leave millions without care, and his most conservative flank, which wants even steeper cuts to hold down deficits ballooning with the tax cuts. Vice President J.D. Vance is on hand at the Capitol to break a tie vote if needed.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. President Trump is visiting the Florida Everglades, inspecting a brand new holding center for criminal illegal aliens pending deportation. It's been named Alligator Alcatraz because it's surrounded by gator and snake-infested swamps.
This is not a nice business. I guess that's the concept. If snakes are fast, but alligators, we're going to teach them how to run away from an alligator, okay, if they escape prison. How to run away. Don't run in a straight line, Senator.
The president and Elon Musk launching a new war of words.
Musk has ramped up his criticism of the big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts, calling it political suicide for the Republican Party. The billionaire Tesla CEO wrote on X that any lawmaker who votes for the biggest debt increase in history should hang their head in shame. The president responded by blasting Musk over electric vehicle subsidies. He also hinted that federal contracts with Musk companies could be in jeopardy, saying Musk has a lot to lose. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu visits Washington next week. He'll meet with President Trump and others. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow trading about 95 points higher, while the Nasdaq is down 70 points and the S&P is off 10 points. This is SRN News. A new study finds a childhood religion sticks.
The Pew Research Center reports that amongst adults under 55 around the globe, only about 10% of them left the faith into which they were born. Hindus are the least likely to switch to another religion, only 1%. Buddhists are the most likely, 22% of them eventually quit the faith. Amongst Christians, globally, 83% have remained faithful, while 2% have switched to another faith, and 15% have quit religion altogether. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds few Americans support allowing religious schools to become tax-funded, but majorities are in favor of allowing religious chaplains to provide support services for public school students. The AP NORC poll shows the complexity of Americans' attitudes toward religious expression in schools, which varies depending on the kind of expression, and sometimes it crosses partisan lines among Americans. This is SRN News. An effort to move one state's border has been blocked.
Organizers of the movement to make much of Oregon part of Idaho say they're disappointed with the Oregon legislative session that just ended Friday. The Greater Idaho Group had two bills they hoped would at least get a hearing. The bills would have requested Oregon and Idaho lawmakers discuss the idea of a border change or a study of a possible interstate compact. Neither bill got a hearing. The group said Democrat politicians ignored the residents of eastern Oregon. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Families of his victims say Brian Koberger has agreed to plead guilty to murdering four University of Idaho students as part of a deal with prosecutors to avoid a death sentence. And a change of plea hearing has been scheduled for tomorrow. The 30-year-old Koberger was arrested in Pennsylvania some weeks after the killings. More details at SRNNews.com.